Wishipping,
land so bright and new. Wishipping,
a land where wishes come true.
Hello, best wishes to you today. I am M.M. Allen, and you've entered the podcast Wishapick, where prayer, creativity, and the divine gently coexist. The last time we were together, I talked about King Osiris, my character in Wishapick. The king is so comfortable living with his anger, he can't let it go. He gave in to the hostility, and now the residents of Wishapick are trapped in darkness. When Jack and Lily enter Wishapick and experience the darkness, they become aware of something larger illuminating their pathway. The light of Tickety-Boo will eventually take them back home. Lily enters the portal into Wishapick when she conquers her fear with faith. In real life, faith is a necessity to withstand the journeys we will undertake. Lily's mother told her, "Lily, if you ask, Tickety-Boo will show up." Lily believes her mother. She hesitates before she steps into the black trunk. Lily is afraid, but her faith wins out. Our children believe what we teach them. Children love openly without expectations or conditions. Children approach God freely. We can too. When we accept life bit by bit in faith and we add a dot of patience, the divine shows up. While waiting on God for guidance, choose patience as your helpmate. Let's take a moment. Pick a wish. Now turn it into a prayer. Today, I drop your intention into my heart. Your hope will become my prayer for you. I ask the divine to enrich your faith so you will trust in Christ's promises. I ask for the seed of godly patience to grow large in your life. While you wait, and in all situations, I ask God to bless you by dissolving any anger or upset. I pray frequently, out loud, silently, through music. I love praise songs, sometimes moaning in tears, and mostly laughter. Over the many years of intimate prayer with God, I've learned to throw the responsibility for any success those prayers may have onto the divine. Through my experiences, praying daily has provided an open channel for the pouring out of the Holy Spirit to manifest through me. Prayer and patience grew my faith. I trust in Christ's promises. Being obedient to the divine's plan for us comes over any personal preferences. In faith and with patience, all points of light are covered through the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is always there, on standby. As I wrote Wishapick, my life continued forward on a new path. Alone, I moved away from all I knew to a small town a full day's drive from where I raised my lovely children. This new place became a source of healing for me. I discovered this town through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I had never visited the town, nor knew it existed, but the story of finding my home is for another time. I had two wonderful friends drive with me and help me move into a cottage I named Green Cottage. Thank you, my dear friends. The cottage was a lovely, soft color green. Trees and bushes in a multitude of green shades surrounded the cottage. The residents in Wishapick went to Green Cottage to formulate a plan to rid themselves of the perpetual darkness in their village. I, too, began my journey of going through the darkness back to the light at Green Cottage. Alone at this rural cottage, knowing no one in town, and without a clear path forward, I began my own journey. During my morning prayer walk, I asked the divine to find me a prayer group. I arrived in my new town on Memorial Day weekend. I went to several churches on Tuesday. I was looking for a group of women who prayed in a similar way to what I had experienced before. Something familiar, a place to be soothed. Some of the churches I visited that morning at that time did not have prayer groups that met regularly. I came upon a small church with a lovely, quaint office. A generous, kind, and accommodating woman attended to my question, "Do you have a prayer group which meets weekly?" This church did not have a weekly prayer group. Without any consideration for her church affiliation, because of her concern for me, she stepped out of the office and pointed to a church across the street. I still know this lovely lady today, and I thank her kind heart. I walked across the street into a large church office, an open modern concept where all church activity was upon you as you stepped inside the office area. Alone in my thoughts and feeling vulnerable, I approached the lady sitting behind the desk. I asked the question, "Do you have a prayer group?" The answer, a definite no. "We do not have a prayer group that meets weekly at the church." But she immediately bellowed out a name, and from the center of a bustling activity of people, a woman emerged and walked towards us. The office lady continued as the woman came closer, "Don't you attend a prayer group at a home in town?" The woman now by my side answered, "Yes, I do belong to a prayer group. Please join us." That prayer group was not what I expected or thought I needed most, but this prayer group consisted of silent meditation, intentions for others, and followed by formal prayers. This group of faithful, patient women was a place where I could exist within God's love while I waited for the divine to guide me. The divine is full of surprises, unexpected but welcomed gifts, and this gift of a prayer group became my anchor. You see, after I'd moved from my home and left a situation which was most challenging, I joined that prayer group. My sister Mary Elizabeth, unexpectedly 4 weeks after I had moved, was involved in a horseback riding accident in the Colorado mountains. She tragically fell from the back of a horse into the Colorado River. At a very unusual hour, I received a phone call from my father. My father, a most positive man in every situation, said these words, "Your sister Mary has a bit of a problem. She's fallen off her horse into the river, and they cannot find her." A bit of a problem, and now we need to find her. My entire family was waiting. My father asked me to return to the Midwest as soon as possible. He had a journey in mind for me. Mary Elizabeth had read the first several chapters of Wishapick, but she had not read the chapter I was writing at the time of my father's phone call. I was writing the river scene involving my characters Jack and Winston. That day, I had struggled with this chapter. Frustrated, I left Jack and Winston in the river. The chapter was left uncompleted. Alone after the phone call, my tears were many and long-lasting. Within a day, I left Green Cottage to travel to my young adult children to deliver the news in person. After the full day's journey to see my children, I remained 2 days. Before I left Green Cottage, I spoke to Deborah, my friend and composer. I welcomed the opportunity to be with Deborah before I traveled to my parents' home. Unbeknown to me, Deborah had been working on the song called Waiting. It was during the same time my sister had her tragic accident. The day after Deborah heard the news from me, she finished the second half of the song. Deborah told me she felt the emotion of the loss my family must be feeling. The feeling was captured by her graceful heart. Deborah played Waiting for me before I traveled to the Midwest. Still with no word about Mary Elizabeth, her song Waiting gave me hope. Jack had gotten into the trunk and Lily was left behind. The trunk opened and she peered inside. It was dark in there and she was afraid. Lily was waiting. Then her faith moved her to take action and climb into the trunk to find her brother. I introduce you to the song Waiting.
I would run away. Now Jack is gone. What shall I do? I'll sit very still and whisper, "Tickety-boo." and he will show. You need to just believe it's true. And from your heart, call out tickety-boo.
Deborah's mother had great faith, and she shared her deep inner experiences with honor and care to her daughter. Deborah's wonderful mother has since birthed into heaven, but many years back, before this project began, Deborah had a dream. She dreamt her mother and I were in a church together. It was evening, and there was light coming through the windows. Deborah was outside the church looking in. She had food for the three of us to share. Deborah brought the song Waiting into the world to gift all of us hope. She shared, "It is a song of faith and trusting in the divine's promises, because he is there. In the dark, he is there. The divine is always there, waiting to come and comfort you." When Jack and Lily enter the trunk, they are separated and apart. They are looking for each other and ask the question, "Where are you now?" They wish they could find each other. Each wants to be found by the other, and soon. They just saw each other a moment ago, and now they're on their own, alone, in a village they do not know. I included Deborah's song, Where Are You Now, within my behind-the-scenes story of the song Waiting. In my journey, my beloved sister had slipped away, and Wishapick, Jack has slipped away from Lily. Jack and Lily hold on to their faith. They believe their wish will come true. When they find each other again, they will be halfway home. I introduce you to the song, Where Are You Now?
Where are you, Jack? I wish I could find you.
Find me, I'm standing in the dark.
Deborah wrote this song, and its beauty encourages us to pray. Jack and Lily wished with all their might that it would be so, and they would find each other. Wishes come true in Wishapick. All prayers are heard and answered on earth. Ask and receive the blessing. There's no need to dictate your authority. Be intimate with the divine and rest knowing God has heard. Pray with your heart. The divine is there, even in the dark. God will find you. I thank the many faithful women that I've encountered. I thank God for their patience. I thank the divine for Deborah's lyrics and music of hope. Join me next time when we do a little jiggery-pokery and make something happen that truly causes the snakes in Wishapick to come unrattled. My prayers are with you. Breathe in all good things. Goodbye for now. Everything is okay. Tickety-boo.